This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fight. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. Okay, we come to the part of the show that is always so much fun for me just because of all the ground I can cover and all the pivots I can make and everything. Joining me is writer, instructor, activist. You've seen his work on Ammo Land and The Truth About Guns. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm very glad to hear from you this evening. We have a lot to talk about with the election.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So, what are your thoughts on this?
Say again? Well, what are your thoughts are,
yes,
that even though the Republicans lost the House, it's not quite as great a loss as many would consider, because Donald Trump was not getting great cooperation with the House leadership anyway. Paul Ryan opposed him in the election, was somewhat of a never-Trumper, and so he was the president had a hard time getting his agenda through the House.
Right.
Now, it shouldn't have been that way, but it was that way. Second, he wasn't getting great cooperation. He got some cooperation in the Senate, but he had never-Trumper senators that opposed him every time they could. Of course, the late John McCain from Arizona was one of those.
Right.
I mean, it was his vote that basically stopped repeal of Obamacare.
Right.
And then we had Jeff Flake, and both of them from Arizona, I'm sad to say, did everything they could to stop the president's agenda from going forward. They're gone now.
What's your opinion of John Kyle while we're talking about that?
Kyle, I rate him as a halfway decent conservative from my experience with him. He's not as solid as I really would like, but he would be a huge improvement over either Jeff Flake or John McCain.
Gotcha. All right. So,
As
you were saying,
although the Republicans lost the House, they made significant gains in the Senate. And the Senate in today's society has far more power than the House, because they are the ones who regulate and approve of the president's appointments, both in the cabinet and in the judiciary and other high officials.
Sure.
So what we have is that the president is going to get good cooperation, even better than he's had, and he had pretty good, on appointing solid constitutional judges forward. You know, we can't predict whether we're going to get another Supreme Court justice, but it could happen.
I don't know.
And
do we need to get like a video feed on Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
The people we want in the executive branch.
Right.
That's huge, because it opens up the potential of executive actions that can legitimately restore Second Amendment rights that have been infringed upon for years. One of the things he could do, and I highly recommend this to the president, and I think the earlier the better, is he could have the Secretary of the Treasury, the way it's written into law now, declare an amnesty for NFA items, National Firearms Act items, like silencers and short-barreled rifles and shotguns and automatic firearms. The authority to do that is built right into the act when it was passed.
Right.
It doesn't require any congressional approval. All it requires is for the Secretary of the Treasury to say, we're going to do this. We're going to open up for, I think it's 90 days was the original one. I'm not 100% sure. But we're going to open up an amnesty, and anybody who has any of these highly regulated items can register them properly with the authorities. And then the original amnesty did not require them to pay the $200 tax.
Right.
And they just registered them with the authorities, and it has the beneficial effect from, hard to see how the Democrats could be against this, of getting, quote, illegal firearms out of the black market and into the white market, where they're regulated and controlled and known. Of course, we've had the situation from 1986 with a number of automatic firearms that are allowed, it was frozen. You weren't allowed to register any more of them than already existed.
Right.
And it's a highly controversial opinion. We've been living under that abomination for about 30 years. So the president could simply order the Secretary of the Treasury to declare a amnesty for NFA items. And that would bring a lot of the war trophies that were brought back all the way from World War II through the Gulf Wars that have been sitting in somebody's attic. And there have been attempts to do this by legislation to bring them into the legal framework so they could be passed on to kids. Many of those are now worth many thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in some cases. They're collector's items, items that are legally registered under the NFA are almost never used in crime. Their use in crime is so absurdly low as to be undetectable on a statistical level. So that's one thing that I would urge the president to do. Because now that he doesn't have a lot of opposition in the Senate that can mount much power, he can control his cabinet. And he can order his cabinet members to do things that he wants them to do instead of constantly having to worry about how the Senate is going to react to it.
No. I watch this with a great deal of interest and everything, and This is sort of hoisting the Democrats up on their own petard, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the Democrats, you know, they may be unethical. They may constantly be willing to lie and believe that whatever means is necessary is okay to the end. But they aren't generally stupid. They saw what happened with Judge Kavanaugh.
Right.
And if they go after President Trump on just silly investigation after silly investigation that just has no serious person would credit, they risk losing the whole thing again in 2020.
Right.
So President Trump took the moral high road in his press conference, and he's been brilliant at doing this.
Let me get you to hold at the moral high ground. Okay, let me get you to hold at moral high ground. Coming up on the first break. Dean Weingarten is a writer, and he is a prolific writer, and he's been doing it a long time. At Truth About Guns, you'll find over 1,000 articles. At Ammoland, you'll find over 1,000 articles. He's also an activist. He helped usher in to a degree the whole open carry movement, the constitutional carry movement in Arizona where he lives, and he ranges far and wide. He covers the entire gamut of the gun industry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by Real Rocket.
rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. My guest is Dean Weingarten. Did you tell me that you wouldn't mind having a burnout mug, Dean?
I did say something like that at one time.
You may
it
want to.
It sounds a handy thing to have for the duck blind or traveling
or
just
if I send
any.
You one, would you write an article about it or something, or review?
Oh, boy. I really hesitate to do reviews like that or to promise anything because I hate to do negative reviews. Now, it sounds like it'd be a great product, but
let me tell you.
I really don't do many reviews. I'm not going to promise it.
Well, you don't have to promise me that, but I will tell you this. If you're a coffee drinker, you know how it is when you get to that. You have the perfect temperature.
I've burned my mouth way too many times.
Right, but you have. But then after you burn your mouth, then you have the perfect temperature for about 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it's cooling. And I kept a cup of coffee in a burnout mug the other day for 2 hours. And when I started, it was 131 degrees, which was perfect for me. And then when I went back to it 2 hours later, it was 123.
Very nice.
So
now the other thing is that, you know, I just can't swear that if I did a review that Amoland would publish it.
Well, we'd have to have a chat with Amoland, wouldn't we? Anyway, you need to send me your address, and you need to send me your address because everybody in the gun industry drinks coffee.
We can get that after the show, I'm sure.
Everybody does that. So, yes, I've got one in a box right now. I'll be happy to ship you one for you to get out there in the duck blind and at least enjoy your time. And while everybody else is saying, I wish my coffee would stay warm, you could say, yeah, I bet it's bad to be that way. So, anyway, back to why you're here, though. Now, I noticed that around the world, based upon what you have been noticing, like, say, in Brazil, that everybody else has been living the gun-free utopian lifestyle, and some of these guys are running on reversing that, and they're getting elected.
Especially Brazil. It's Jair Bolsonaro, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, who is the president-elect of Brazil. He's been pushing for reform of their extremely restrictive gun laws in Brazil for decades. He's been very consistent on it. And during that time, he's been in the minority in the Brazilian legislature, and so none of his proposals have passed.
Right.
And it's literally for two or three decades that he's been doing this, and he can't get anything done. Well, now Brazil has flipped the legislature. It's much more conservative now. They have what they call a beef, bullets, and Bible group, which looks like they have a majority in the legislature. And one of the things that they push is for restoring or reforming some of these extreme gun laws in Brazil. And so the thing is, Brazil, they've tried these laws, and they have not worked. They have one of the worst murder rates in the world. In Brazil, just in Brazil, they have about half of the total world murders occur in Brazil. Well, the ones that are recorded anyway. You know, it's always a problem on knowing how much from a lot of third world countries is actually recorded. But in Brazil, they record about half the murders in the world. And they've done it with extremely strict gun control laws. And so now President-elect Bolsonaro is saying, well, let's look at the American model. They allow their citizens to defend themselves, or they have the right in America, is more properly to put it, to have weapons and defend themselves. And the Supreme Court upheld that in Heller. And he said, let's have Brazilians have a right to have weapons and defend themselves, because we have an extremely violent society in which people are murdered at very high rates. And that was one of his major planks in his presidential election, and he was elected with 55% of the vote. So we are on the threshold. Now, he won't take office, I believe, until January. So nothing can happen until then.
Right.
But we're on the threshold of a great social experiment in Brazil, where Brazil eases up on their extreme gun laws. I mean, they allow, graciously, if you are one of the lucky few who the police allow to have a firearms permit,
right,
you're allowed to purchase 50 cartridges a year for the gun that you have.
50.
Now, can you imagine? I mean, that barely is enough to have effective home defense, which you're not, by the way, specifically allowed to do. The guns are supposed to be locked up and the ammo locked up and all this stuff. And it doesn't allow for any significant practice. And it's just insane. Most of the guns that are owned in Brazil, about two-thirds of them, according to the Small Arms Survey, are owned illegally. But even with those illegal guns, Brazil only has about 1/15 of the number of guns
right
in circulation per person that the U.S. does. Yet their murder rate is about 8 times as high. The idea that you could lower the murder rate by restricting the number of guns owned in the general population is completely disproven by the Brazilian model.
Right.
If you could do that in the U.S., you'd have to reduce our guns by something like 93% to get to the level of murder in Brazil, which is 8 times what it is in the U.S. already. It's absurd to think that by restricting guns to law-abiding citizens, that the violent criminals are not going to get them. It's a theory that sounds plausible on the surface, but in practice is shown to be totally impractical.
Well, it might at first blush. If somebody explains that to me and walks away and gives me 2 minutes to think about it, it doesn't even sound plausible in theory.
Well, what you have
keeping the law abiding from defending themselves.
I've written about this, and it comes from what I believe is a basic difference in an outlook on reality between a person who is armed or thinks of them as a potentially armed themselves as a potentially
right.
armed person, or a person who has made the choice, the intentional choice, not to be armed. They look at the universe in completely different fashion. And
let me get you to hold.
Made the choice.
Let me get you hold right there. We'll be right back. Continuing on with my guest, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department says Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will take over supervising Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation from Rod Rosenstein. Regarding that investigation, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa joined Fox News and said,
The reality is that if Mueller cannot come up with a single indictable event that went on in this administration during the campaign by any of its high-ranking people in the next few months, then his campaign to look for it should end.
President Trump held a press conference today at the White House. One of the things the president discussed was how the folks that he went around and campaigned for did well in their elections yesterday, and the ones he didn't, well, they lost.
Mia Love gave me no love.
and she lost. I'm not sure that I should be happy or sad, but I feel just fine about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
One thing I might also point out about the Burnout mug is that while you're drinking your coffee, if you let the lid slam shut, if you needed to use it in a self-defense situation, you can beat somebody half to death with the thing. It is just
very sturdy, eh?
Sturdy, Dean. My guest this hour is Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about Brazil. Now, I have not, with all the run-up and everything, where else have you waxed political lately? I haven't been able to keep up
with
that.
Well, I've talked about we were talking about the difference between armed people with the mindset of an armed person and
right.
people with the mindset of a consciously decided unarmed person. You see, someone who has made the decision not to be armed will defend that decision, that worldview, when they look at various things, just like an armed person will look at situations differently than that person who's made the decision to be unarmed. An armed
right.
person will look at a self-defense shooting and say, "What? How would I have done that tactically? You know, why didn't they have their gun with on their person instead of in the car? You know, why didn't they use cover? Did they call 911 so they had help on the way? You know, before they had to start shooting, did they act properly after they shot? Those are the sorts of decisions and, kibitzing that a person with an armed mindset will make about a self-defense shooting. But a person who's made the decision to be unarmed will look at it quite differently. They'll say, well, how could they have avoided the situation altogether? So they, because obviously they shouldn't have had to use a weapon.
Right.
You know, how could the society have prevented the situation from happening so that they didn't have to do this? You know, did they have the weapon legally? After all, somebody was hurt because, you see, because they make the decision to be unarmed, they will project themselves into the position of an unarmed person. So if somebody who was unarmed was hurt, even if it's the attacker, they will often project themselves to be in that situation. Oh, my gosh, that person was hurt by someone with a weapon. That could have been me. So you can see that that mindset gravitates toward governmental control of weapons because they want everybody to be as unarmed as they have chosen to be. So that, because any armed person to them is considered a threat because that person has more political, more power, I should say, than they do.
Right.
So
now let me ask you a question. Did you see the write-up or what the did you see that defensive gun use in Alabama where the guy shot it out with the guy in the McDonald's and what the police said about the rampage killer who just was unsuccessful in his rampage killing? Do you see how they characterize it when they said one gentleman lost his life, one gentleman.
Yes.
Now, when you're talking about this, where they project their value set.
Yeah, they often call the attacker the victim, which is improper.
Yeah.
After all, he was the person that was victimizing others. He was the attacker. And that's changing. I've seen that the many publications are changing that. They look carefully at who was the initial attacker. They've been teaching this in schools, by the way, for a long time, by saying that it doesn't matter who started the fight. Well, it matters a great deal, because somebody is the aggressor and somebody is the defender. And in schools, they've been trying to erase that differential. There's another case that I'm writing about. It should come up pretty soon, in which somebody stopped. It was a black person who, black man, who was carrying legally, stopped a mass killer. And let's see, which state was it in? I'm trying to remember here. Georgia, maybe? It was at Kroger's, the Kroger shooting, if you remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting shooting because there were two concealed carry people involved. One was white, one was black. And both of them showed enormous restraint in being certain that the person that they were going to engage was a threat. Now, the first one, one man had already been killed, not related. It was obviously an attempted mass killing. The guy was not related to the shooter at all. And this shooter was a prohibited person. He wasn't supposed to have any weapons because of domestic violence and other felonies, I believe. And he shot somebody, and then he came out of into the view of this person that had a concealed carry permit, and with the shots being fired, he had drawn his weapon. And he sees the murderer, actually, but he, of course, did not know this guy was the murderer. He hadn't witnessed the shooting. All he had heard was shot. And the guy had the firearm, as close as I can tell, by his side, a pistol.
Right.
And they looked at each other, and the murderer said, "If you don't shoot me, I won't shoot you." And then he made a racist comment. He said, "White people don't shoot each other." But, of course, the person with the legal firearm did not shoot him because he wasn't a threat, and he wasn't a lethal threat. He didn't know he was at that point. And he had not witnessed the first shooting. Then, the first murder, I should say. Then the gunman approached an innocent woman, by all accounts, and shot and killed her. And that was witnessed by the second person who was legally armed on the scene, who was a black man with his wife. And he told... commanded the murderer to stop, but the murderer started to fire at him, and he fired back, and that's when the killing stopped.
Right.
It was shortly after, a little while after that. I mean, they exchanged several shots. They were in a gunfight at roughly car length distance, it sounds like, and nobody got hit, but that is when the killing stopped. And we often see this in these mass shooting or mass killing incidents, is that when the killer is confronted with deadly force, they stop. They're more concerned with whatever else is going on than they are killing more people. And so I believe that the second concealed carry person, and his name will be in the article, stopped the killing at that point. And you notice that has gotten almost no attention in the old media.
Well, of course not. Of course not. They're never going to give it to us. But that's okay, because like I was saying, people are going to monitor this Democratic House, for example, and they're not going to find out the truth from the fake stream legacy media, so they'll find it from places like Ammo Land and writers like you.
From Lock and Load Radio.
From Lock and Load Radio. So, I mean, they've got other ways to go about it. Now, we're coming in.
Another thing is this.
We're coming up on the next break. Hang on. We'll let you dispel the rest of the myth when we get back, because I want to hear how it dispels the rest of the myth. In the meantime, for those of you that are big readers online, this is a big writer online. He has over 1,000 articles at AmmoLand.com. He has over 1,000 articles at TruthAboutGuns.com. And when I can catch him when he's not in Australia, he says he's researching. I think he's tanning, but when he's, you get what I'm saying. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
If you want to see a revolution start, just keep me from the coffee. I will start a revolution. In the meantime, until that moment, go check out burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he was getting ready to dispel some myths for us. If you would, please, sir, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you. Please feel free to go at it.
Well, in the Kroger shooting, in which two people were murdered, appears that there were a significant number of black people in the area. One of them had a concealed carry permit and confronted the gunman. They got into a gunfight, and that's when the killing stopped.
Right.
Now, there is a myth that black people cannot carry guns because they will be killed by the police, or they will be prosecuted, or they will be thrown in jail, or whatever. They're not allowed to carry guns. Well, it didn't happen. In this case, the person legally had the man had the gun. He got into a gunfight with the murderer. He stopped more murders from happening. The police did not arrest him. They did not throw him in jail. They did not shoot him. He acted as a responsible person should act, and he is being lauded as a hero in the area. The idea that black people who responsibly use firearms will be thrown into jail by the police is just a bad old mythology from the Ku Klux Klan day.
Right. Do we have any data about how many black Americans have concealed carry permits?
We have a little bit of data. I know that I've read John Lott's research on this, and mostly he talks about how the number of black women is increasing at the fastest rate of different groups. And there is some information in Texas, and I think in Arizona too. And what we have seen is that black men and women are as minorities. They have a minority number of permits. But they seem to benefit the most from them. What John Lott has said is that the crime rate goes down the most in high crime urban areas when the people there, particularly minority men and women, start increasing the number of legally armed people in the area. And it just makes sense.
Right.
You can look at it from a number of different ways. Make a criminal's life more dangerous, they tend to do less of it. Or they get eliminated from society or thrown in jail. But in any case, crime tends to go down. And this is what we're going to see in Brazil, is whether or not, whether there's much effect on the murder rate there after they reform some of these extremely restrictive gun laws.
Right.
Now, I have to say that looking at all the numbers, it doesn't seem like the numbers of guns in society has much of an effect on the murder rate. We have societies with very low numbers of guns and very high murder rate. We've got societies with very high numbers of guns and modest murder rates. We've got societies with very low number of guns and extremely high murder rates. And we've got societies with almost no guns and almost no murder rate. So there isn't much of a correlation between the number of guns in a society and a murder rate. But there is a real correlation between societies that trust the rule of law. And one of the big things you can show as a government that you trust your citizens,
right,
is to trust them to have weapons for their own defense. So if that happens in Brazil, I suspect the rate of murders will drop. It may not be dramatic, but I think it will.
Now, let me ask you a question. I have often posed this as a position that I hold, but with any politician seeking office, I use the Second Amendment as the litmus test, because I look at it and I say, well, you know, if this guy is willing to let me carry a gun, he's probably very financially fiscal. He's probably very conservative in every issue that I am conservative in. And he's probably worthy of my vote. Have you found this to be true?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's an excellent way to judge candidates. If they are willing to trust the citizenry with firearms, they are probably not corrupt. They're probably conservative in the sense that they expect people to act responsibly, and they're willing to trust the people. And it's exactly the opposite is true. If you find politicians that want to disarm society, there's probably a reason why they want society disarmed. Either they don't trust the people with arms, or they're involved in corrupt shenanigans where they're worried about their own personal safety. And if you look at where the worst, the most intense gun control tends to be in the United States,
right,
it tends to be areas which have very corrupt political machines, like Chicago, New York City. Now, there are exceptions, because a state can pass laws that the political machine in a corrupt city doesn't have much control over. Cleveland, Ohio, for example, or Detroit, Michigan, both of them fought the restoration of Second Amendment rights in their areas, and both of them lost. But they clearly did not like the idea of anybody they didn't control having a gun. Now,
what do you think about the case of Leland Yee?
That's classic. Here's Leland Yee in California, and he's convicted of gun running, of being involved with a Philippine gang scenario in which they wanted to buy, well, it was a sting operation.
Right.
In which he was asked to help them procure weapons so that they could further their gang activities in the Philippines. And he was willing to take bribes in order to facilitate that, and he was convicted of it. And as a California legislator, he was one of the most vocal anti-Second Amendment legislators in the state.
He was actually trying to move real weapons of war, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was. RPGs and others. Now, as I said, this was a sting operation, so there probably weren't real weapons involved. Now, the other great case, and I urge people to do some research on this. I've written on it extensively.
We got about 2 minutes.
Case of Big Tim Sullivan in New York, who passed the notorious Sullivan Law.
That
required a license to have a handgun in New York City. He was head of the Tammany gang. He didn't like his enforcers being shot at. So he wanted to restrict the weapons from ordinary citizens so that they could extort and commit crimes against those citizens without fear of being shot.
For the Tammany gang was, for those who may be, this may be gelling a little bit, that was sort of glamorized in Gangs of New York with Leonardo DiCaprio. That was sort of a romantic, whimsical treatment of that.
But it was just a corrupt criminal gang in charge of the political machine in New York City.
Right.
And a fair amount of New York. Teddy Roosevelt was one of the people who ran against that, and as police commissioner in New York, tried to clean up some of that corruption.
Very good. So I think the final analysis is that we in the Second Amendment, we just got to get more, continue to stay active and watch these politicians like hawks, because we shouldn't be able to trust them any further than we can throw them. We're about to run out of time, and rather than get you taken off, I just want to one more time point out where people can find your stuff besides here. You can find Dean's writings at amoland.com and at truthaboutguns.com. Very prolific, very satisfying to read his stuff. And he is a collaborator here at Lock and Load. So thank you, sir, for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.